This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The governor of Russia's Belgorod region said on Sunday he was willing to meet a pro-Ukraine group of Russian partisans holding two Russian soldiers captive as he reported a renewed flare-up of fighting near the border. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Grainy aerial footage released on Sunday by a militant group of Russians fighting on behalf of Ukraine purports to show its members storming into a suburb of the Russian city of Belgorod. The Freedom of Russia Legion and another group, the Russian Volunteer Corps, have claimed they've conducted a number of cross-border raids into Russian territory from Ukraine. Last week, Moscow said two civilians were killed during fighting. In a video posted to the Freedom of Russia's Telegram channel, a man identifying himself as the commander of the Russian Volunteer Corps said his fighters had captured two wounded Russian soldiers. The man offered to exchange them in a meeting with Belgorod's regional governor.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Defenders of Ukraine's city of Bakhmut are keeping up the pressure, even though Russian forces declared victory there after the longest and deadliest battle of the war so far. The ongoing defense gives commanders in Moscow another thing to think about ahead of the anticipated Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said artillery shelling continues at levels like those at the height of the nine-month fight over the city. Supporters of Poland's opposition parties said in Warsaw on Sunday they were seeking change as they marked the 1989 Solidarity victory. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for the march that stretched out for at least 1 mile, holding banners with messages including, quote, "Free European Poland." This is VOA News. An Indian railway official says the derailment that killed 275 people and injured hundreds more was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system that led a train to wrongly change tracks and crash into a freight train. Authorities worked to clear the mangled wreckage of the two passenger trains that derailed Friday night in one of the country's deadliest rail disasters in decades. The railway official says the root cause of the crash was related to an error in the electronic signaling system. California officials say they're working to learn who sent a group of migrants from Texas to California by plane. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A group of 16 young men and women from Venezuela and Colombia were found outside the Roman Catholic Diocese of Sacramento. Each had only a backpack of belongings. The migrants had already been processed and have court dates to apply for asylum. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the group told him they'd been approached outside a Texas migrant center, promised jobs and transportation, and then flown to New Mexico and then to California's capital on a private jet. A migrant assistance agency is helping the group. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Prince Harry is going where other British royals haven't gone for over a century, to a courtroom witness stand. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
If Harry testifies as scheduled on Tuesday in his lawsuit against the publisher of The Daily Mirror, he'll be the first member of the royal family to do such a thing since the late 19th century, when Queen Victoria's eldest son, Prince Albert Edward, testified twice in court in court documents. Harry says the royal family has assiduously avoided the courts to prevent testifying about matters that might be embarrassing. His frustration and anger at the press, however, has prompted him to go ahead, allegedly against the wishes of his father, now King Charles III. Charles de Ledesma, London.
China tightened access to Tiananmen Square in central Beijing on the anniversary of the 1989 pro-democracy protests. In Hong Kong, which had been the last Chinese-controlled territory to hold commemorations, police detained 32 people on Saturday and Sunday. Hundreds or thousands were killed when army tanks and infantry descended on central Beijing on the night of June 3rd and into the morning of June 4th, 1989. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.